Chapter 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they don't look to the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. And when the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he who helps shall stumble, and he who is helped shall fall, and they shall all be consumed together. For thus says the Lord to me, as the lion and the young lion growling over his prey, if a multitude of shepherds are called forth against him, will not be dismayed at their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them, so will the Lord of hosts come down to fight on Mount Zion, and on the hill of it. As birds hovering, so will the Lord of hosts protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and preserve it. Turn you to him from whom you have deeply revolted, children of Israel. For in that day they shall cast away every man his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made to you for a sin. The Assyrian shall fall by the sword, not of man, and the sword, not of men, shall devour him. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall become subject to forced labor. His rock shall pass away by reason of terror, and his princes shall be dismayed at the sign, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem.